Hi there. The word for you today is on getting unstuck. Hebrews 11 and 6 says that God rewards those who earnestly seek Him. Ever notice how icy winters cause multiple car pileups, leaving drivers in ditches waiting for tow trucks to rescue them? In life, we each have different reactions. Some surrender to feelings of powerlessness. Others get frustrated and deepen the rut they're in. But the wise think rationally of steps they can take to get unstuck. Getting stuck isn't always an option. You know that. But staying stuck is. So here's the good news. No matter how long you've been stuck, the right attitude can help you get moving again. So here are some attitude changers. First, forgiveness. The guilt that follows failure can immobilize you long term. But knowing you're forgiven liberates you, freeing up your energy and creativity. Now, forgiveness is two-dimensional. First, you must receive God's forgiveness for your own failures. That's things you've done like betrayal, angry words, dishonesty, broken promises, etc. And also for things you haven't done. Love unexpressed, responsibility avoided, a child or a parent or a spouse neglected, or the truth withheld. Look, heartfelt confession to God guarantees God's forgiveness. Okay? And number two, you must forgive those who've failed you. That includes parents, siblings, children, bosses, spouses, friends, enemies, etc. Severing the chains to your past restores your options for the future. Okay, and the second attitude changer here is faith. When you've been stuck a long time, forward momentum seems almost impossible. You lack direction, energy, and confidence. What can you do? Well, getting traction requires a willingness to act in spite of your feelings. God calls this faith, and He always responds to it. The Bible says He rewards those who earnestly seek Him. When you act like you believe, God will reward your faith. And listen to this, feelings of faith will begin to follow your actions. Okay?